All right, so in this demo, we're going to kind of bring a lot of this together. We're going to look at things like that search export that we created and how we might be able to re-leverage it and how we might be able to programmatically do some of the other things that don't come along in that export through an add-in. So we're going to extend the Search Center in one kind of comprehensive add-in. It aggregates all of those concepts together. So you can see the link for this here. This one is actually out on the Office 365 training content repo. And so if I go out there and open this, what we'll see is this is going to be a provider-hosted add-in. And so the key to pick up on that is the fact that it's going to have two projects in the solution. So you can see those two projects here are loading. And if I zoom in on these, I'll point out a few of the key concepts. So first of all, in my SharePoint add-in project, you can see that one of the key things is I have a search configuration. So just to zoom out here, when you're working in the SharePoint project, and this is going to have me log in here really quickly. So one of the things of the SharePoint project is there's only certain things you can add to it. So if I go here and say add new item, you'll see that there's some things you'd expect, like a list, maybe a workflow, site columns, modules. But down at the bottom, there's a search configuration option. So this is basically the export that we created earlier. So, or I could create one from scratch, but I could actually take that search configuration from earlier and actually put it inside of this SharePoint add-in so that when I go and install it, it will go and deploy that search configuration. So that's a pretty cool concept that we have here. And that's exactly what we have in here. So if you go and look, I have this search configuration that's all set up and ready to go. So it'll bring in things like my result types, some managed properties and whatnot. The other thing that we have in here that's pretty key is that search configuration, like we've talked about, it doesn't include everything. And so we need to be able to handle those other things when a user installs our add-in. And the way we're doing that is through the app installed event. And so you can see if I click on the SharePoint project, if I look down at the bottom, here's that handle app installed, and you can see it's set to true. When we use this handle app installed event, it's going to add a service in our remote web project. So here's our web project. And if you look here, I have a services folder that it has this app event receiver. And so this is ultimately a service that's going to get called by SharePoint when we install this add-in. So if we look at this, this basically aggregates all of those things that we have to do programmatically. So I'll kind of make my code a little bit bigger here, easier to see. First of all, we have some constants. So these are things like the publishing feature ID. That never changes. So I can put that in here as a constant. Things like the master page gallery location or the master page gallery title. Some of those things never change, so they're appropriate to put here in a constant. The actual magic occurs here on this process event. Now, this gets called for a number of different reasons by SharePoint. The one we care about are the handle app installed event and actually the uninstalled event too. We want to be able to clean up after ourselves, most likely. So after I get my client context, here's where I'm doing that check. If the event type is app installed, I want to go do all those things that the search configuration doesn't include. So we're going to do things like enable the publishing feature. So we just saw the code sample for exactly this, how we go and check to see, hey, is it already installed? If so, I don't need to, but if it's not activated, then go ahead and activate that event. The next thing is this actually goes and provisions a search center as a subweb of wherever I'm installing this. So I'll actually create a subsite using the Search Center template. So that's what you can see here is I'm just first going and looking in all my subsites to make sure I don't already have one. And that if it's not there, then I'm going to go ahead and create a subsite. So you can see here's my web creation info. I'm specifying my template that I'm going to use. And then I'm going and actually creating that as a subsite. So far we've activated a feature, we've created a search center. Now we can add all those additional assets that are going to make a good user experience. So I can go and upload some display templates. Now, if you look in my project, I actually have my display templates inside of my remote web. And really, they're just sitting there so I can read them. I can just read it as a file and upload it into SharePoint. So you can see here I have this display templates folder on the side with that one display template. And ultimately what I'm gonna do is just go through and upload that. So you can see I'm doing a file stream where I'm opening that display template and simply uploading it into the master page gallery, and more specifically, the exact folder that we want it in the master page gallery. The next thing that we're gonna do is go and work with some of the web parts that are there. So I'm going to go and get maybe one of the primary search pages in that search center, and I'm going to go using the limited web part manager, basically load all those web parts and make some modifications to those. So those are really some of the core functionality that we might do to customize that search center that we're creating here. And so once this is all done, we'll check in that page that we modified. We'll even give it a check-in and publish comment that we modified it by this search installer add-in, and we're done. Now, the one thing that this has, it also handles the scenario if we uninstall the add-in. So you can see here we're looking for app uninstalling. And if that occurs, we want to clean up after ourselves just so that we really leave no trace of this add-in ever being installed. Now, the one thing I'll point out here is if you want to execute one of these, this scenario, because it's using a remote event, if you want to debug that, if you're on premises, there's some things that you're going to need to do to make sure that your local machine is resolvable by your SharePoint farm that you're working with. So if you're working localhost, it's probably a little bit easier to do that. If you're working with SharePoint Online, which is what I do, you need SharePoint Online to be able to call your local machine. Now that can get a little bit confusing. You're working with localhost. How is SharePoint Online going to resolve localhost? Well, the way that we do that is through something that we call the Azure Service Bus. So this is something that the template here, this SharePoint add-in template, if we go to the SharePoint project and look at properties, one of the things that we'll find here under the SharePoint tab at the very, very bottom, so you gotta go all the way to the bottom, is there's a section to enable debugging of these remote events. So you can see enable debugging via Microsoft Azure Service Bus. And I basically just give this a connection string that allows me to do remote events. What this will do is by registering with the Service Bus, SharePoint will be able to resolve your service. It'll actually be able to call your service local. You could even debug it and do all of that in here. So anyway, this is the SharePoint search installer, and it's a really great sample to show how you can combine some of the declarative things like a search configuration with some of the programmatic things that you would need to do to customize the Search Center experience.